A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord. Today we come face to face with the central foundation of our faith, the Holy Trinity. It's a wonderful and noble solemnity, but, oh, it's a preacher's nightmare. Because who am I to speak to you about God? I don't know any more about God, the Holy Trinity, than you do or anyone else. Really, what can I say about the Holy Trinity? There's this cute sign on an outside church board that I think really applies to today. There are some questions, it says, there are some questions that cannot be answered by Google. There are some questions that cannot be answered by Google. Yes. I think today is definitely one of those days. Now, today's readings attempt to answer the question, who is God? Now, words, of course, are absolutely inadequate to understand a mystery, and God is indeed the mystery. But God is the holy mystery to whom we're drawn, aren't we? We're drawn as a moth is to a flame. The love of God flickers more brightly than any exploding star. And yet, sometimes all we're able to perceive is a dim candlelight. And still, like moths, we are drawn, actually drawn to the flame that is God. Like moths, we dance around the flame. But unlike any flame, God invites us not to dance around the flame, but to dance with the flame. There's a neat Greek theological term. The word is perichoresis, which I think really gives us a beautiful insight into the mystery of God. Perichoresis means mutual indwelling, living within one another. And it's living within one another while still retaining one's unique individuality. Now, this idea of perichoresis is represented so well in the Celtic Trinity knots. Now, maybe you've seen them. There are three loops that intertwine, and you can't really tell where one loop leaves off or another loop begins, and yet you can see three distinct loops. Now, perichoresis also has another meaning in Greek. It's a word that indicates a dance. But it's a dance in the style of a folk dance, a circle dance. And it's where all members participate equally. Perichoresis speaks not only of the mutual indwelling of the three persons of the Trinity, but it also serves as an invitation for us to become part of that indwelling, to become part of the communal dance with the Trinity. No longer are we to circle the flame, afraid of being burnt by the fire, but we're invited to dance with the holy flame, to become part of the holy flame. Now, just as a flame attracts the moths to surround it, so God allures each and every one of us to a closer love relationship with God. Imagine that. God is a holy lover who lovingly desires to sweep us off our feet and into God's loving arms and into the blessed, holy community of Father, Son, and Spirit. Now, St. Paul tells us in today's reading from Romans that we're not to be afraid of God's flame, like a moth, of being too frightened to touch the flame, because we no longer have a spirit of slavery, but of adoption. In our reading today, Paul wrote, "All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." Now in today's reading, Paul uses spirit in a variety of ways. The Spirit of God is a divine reality. The spirit of slavery, that phrase, is an attitude or a mentality. The spirit of adoption is a relationship. Adoption and relationship. Imagine that. We have been adopted into God's family as God's beloved children. And like any family, we're not expected to just stand around on the outside, but we're welcomed into the family. We've been welcomed into the loving community of Father, Son, and Spirit. And now God's not someone out there or up there somewhere or somewhere far off in the distance, but God is near you, near each and every one of us, as close as our next breath. And God is so crazy in love with us and wants so desperately for us to be in communion with God's self. I know it is hard, but sometimes God feels so distant, or our prayers feel so rogue or so dry, don't they? Now, the Dominican mystic, Meister Eckhart, compared God to pure joy. And he wrote, "This joy is near you. It is in you. There is no one among you whose spirit is so base, whose mind is so weak, no one so far away from God as not to be able to find this joy within himself or herself and find it before leaving this church. And even in this instant, perceive it while I am still preaching. He or she can find it, live it, and have it within himself or herself as truly as God is God and I am a human being." Take a moment now and close your eyes. Come on, just do it. Unless you're on your iPod driving, close your eyes. Take this moment to find what Meister Eckhart said. Feel the joy that is God in you. Remember the goodness, the love, joy you have felt at one time that you know was of God. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and remember. feel it now. God's joy is near you, within you, welcoming you home. This joy, this love, reminds us that you and I are continually being asked to become part of the life-giving, boisterous dance with the Holy Trinity. Only we dare. Will we? Will we dare?